Sunday.
Worship with us.
Let the praise go up as the walls come down. I'll create.
is in His blood. Jesus, light of heaven, forever His kingdom sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope and no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested, my life began. Ash was redeemed, only
over me. You If you were in the youth group between 2009 and 12, you're probably really going to recognize this song.
Stars, declare who you are.
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to worship in our homes without persecution. We thank you for your son leaving the 99, dying on the cross for me, for Maya, for Hope, for the whole Sycamore church body, for everyone in the nation that curses you, God. We thank you for making that sacrifice, Lord. I pray that we'll continue to find ways to be grateful through the circumstances. And like we sang in that first song, that people will come together in your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning. Happy Resurrection Sunday from the Sycamore Church. I'm glad you have joined us for this time. As you can see, we're broadcasting from a different place, and I wanted to explain that to you today. I'm sitting down because it's difficult for me to stand up. I had an accident last Saturday and cut off most of my left big toe, so it's kind of tough to stand up, but we're sitting down, and John is recording this, and we welcome you to this time of worship. The title of today's message is Resurrection 2020. I kind of feel like FDR in some ways, having a little fireside chat here because we are in my living room. But today, I want you to have absolute 2020 vision, i.e. the title of this message, Resurrection 2020. Let's ask God to help us see clearly exactly what he wants us to see in his word as we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. Will you join me as we pray together? Lord, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your power. We thank you that you are Lord over everything. You're Lord of heaven and you're Lord of the earth, and you're Lord over this coronavirus. Lord, this day, we bow in your presence. We ask you to come and speak to us. Speak to us as the Sycamore Church, Lord. We need to hear from you. We need to hear your voice clearly and plainly. I ask right now that you would bind the enemy of our souls, that he would not have access to us, to our families, to anything that touches us. And Lord, may you be lifted up in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you for putting those signs out this past week. I hope you still have them up over your door that say, Jesus is Lord. We have proclaimed that this week, and we proclaim it today. We have quoted 2 Timothy 1:7 every time we've gotten together, and this will be no different. God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And we're counting on that today as we read his word together, as we think about the resurrection. Now, it's hard to think about Resurrection Sunday this year without also thinking about COVID-19 and this virus that has swept the earth. And I want you to think about it with me for just a moment in five different ways. First of all, there is fear that has come from this virus. Literally, this fear has swept the earth. We've read many articles. We've seen many interviews. And some of you are, you don't want to see another news report. But the airwaves have been filled with this coronavirus news, and has brought fear to many. Because of that fear, it leads us to a second area that wants to look at. False conclusions. Many lies have come forth surrounding this virus. All kinds of theories. I know already you have seen some of these exposed. And there will be more in the coming days and weeks. But then we've got to look at the facts. The facts have started surfacing about the virus, exposing the lies, the deceit, the agendas of nations in the earth. I mean, whole nations have lied to us about what has been going on. Governments, political parties seizing upon opportunities to advance themselves. Politicians, media, news networks, and the list goes on. All seeking themselves at some times. You see, when the facts come out, the very best of many of us has come out, and the very worst of some of us. But I join with Josh McDowell in his great book years ago in making this statement. The evidence demands a verdict. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. As the facts have been revealed, we've also seen faith come forward. People have found that which they can truly put their trust in. People that are believable. News networks, certain news articles, certain people that have become trustworthy have been proven that way. And finally, a much different future has come into focus. You see, when we first started hearing about the coronavirus going through our nation, there was a steep curve that was out there. It seemed like daily the infection curve was increasing. And the death totals were, the predictions were phenomenal. But thank God we have seen that flatten. We have seen God answer many prayers. And we have seen a much different future come into focus. Fear, false conclusions, facts, faith, and future. Now, what do those five things have to do with the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Everything. You see, all of mankind, wherever they live, whatever country, whatever generation you happen to have been born in, thinks about the reality of one thing that happens to everyone, and that is death. And let me tell you, death can bring great fear. In fact, because of people realizing death, there have been many false conclusions that mankind has come to about death, the meaning of death, what to do about death, even how to prevent death. We see, even in the garden, the beginning of this battle with these false conclusions. There we see the essence, the beginning of the battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. We see the genesis, if you will, of the two primary worldviews that govern our world. One is God and His Son, Jesus Christ. The other is not God. For you see, if you do not adopt the God worldview and His plan of redemption, then every other worldview falls into this one category, not God. Many false religions have been launched. Many faiths around the world. People have these complicated systems of belief. But you see, in the end, what really matters are the facts. What are the facts about our world, about creation, about mankind's future, about God Himself. Well, let me give you the facts today as we stand on this Resurrection Sunday. The fact is that man fell in the garden. Man succumbed to the temptation of Satan, became separated from God, and there launched the second worldview, the not God. God protected man by forcing him out of the garden where he would not remain perpetually in that state of death. But even at that time, God was planning a rescue mission. We've spoken of that many times, for his people, because he loves us. God was planning to send his only son, Jesus. Speaks of it in Genesis, the seed of the woman that would crush the head of Satan, of the serpent. And so history was begun, and man's struggle, and God planning all the while for this rescue mission that eventually ended with Jesus, the Son of God, stepping down out of heaven to become a man. The scripture says in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God became a man. Jesus was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. He was born of a virgin, as the scripture foretold. He lived a perfect life in every way. Let me tell you, and even today, he can identify with everything you're going through right now. In the middle of this virus, the suffering, the death that some households have experienced, the hundreds, the 400 and something that have already died in the state of Georgia. You see, Jesus understands. That's why he could stand at the tomb of Lazarus and weep. He was weeping there. He felt for his people, just like he feels for you. And then Jesus kept his date with eternity by going into Jerusalem. We celebrated last Sunday, Palm Sunday. Jesus came into Jerusalem. He fulfilled the scripture to the exact day he walked into Jerusalem. There, against the advice of all of his family, all of his friends, they knew a trap was awaiting him, those who wanted to destroy him. Yes, he would be arrested. He was betrayed by one of the 12, Judas Iscariot, with a kiss of death. Brought before 6 trials, 3 civil, 3 religious. Each case, it seemed like they wanted to pawn him off on someone else. And even Pilate, when Pilate announced the sentence, tried to wash his hands of the matter. But Jesus did go to the cross. There, sandwiched between 2 thieves, he died alone for our salvation. You see, the Christ, the Son of the living God, was not murdered. He was not executed. He gave his life as a ransom for many, for us, for me, and for you, because he loves us. That is the tip of the spear with Jesus always, his love. And even as he was bleeding out, dying on that cross, the Father turned his back on the Son as the sin of the entire world came upon the Son of God. Jesus died alone on the cross. He was taken down from that cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, the most magnificent thing in all of history happened. That hinge of history, that hinge upon which everything in heaven and earth hangs upon, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He arose victorious over sin, over Satan, over death, over everything that would come against us, everything that would defeat us. And he offers to us the gift of life. Now, even in that time, there were those who doubted it. The guards were paid off. They were paid off by the religious leaders to lie and say that he did not rise from the dead. That's the stolen body theory. Some have said, in fact, there was a popular book a few years ago, Passover Plot, where the swoon theory was announced again. It has been used many, many times through history. They never really died. Let me tell you, those were professional executioners. Jesus was dead. They made sure of that. I want to ask you this question. Do you think that the people of that time would have let this ride unless they had to? That is, that if they could have produced a dead body, they would have. But they had no dead body to produce. They were super motivated to eliminate what they would call the lie of the resurrection. And they had all the authority to do it. But like the old song goes, up from the grave, he arose. Jesus arose from the dead. And for that reason, we celebrate every Sunday the power of the resurrection, the power of the changed life. And that brings us to that fourth arena, faith. We place our faith in the risen Lord Jesus, not an idea, not a set of religious beliefs, but in a person who personally rose from the dead. Look at the movement that it launched, this worldwide movement. This prophet, this lowly Galilean that never traveled more than 200 miles from his birthplace, he transformed these cowardly disciples into men and women who would willingly lay down their lives for him. For sure, the world was turned upside down by the resurrected Jesus. We can place our faith in him. And you see, it's not just historical evidence, but it's evidence that we have in our own lives. For how many of you listening to this message have been changed by the power of the resurrected Son of God? He came into your life. He made you a new person. He changed your family, changed everything about you. And I want you to know today, if you've never received him, today is the day to confess your need of him and to ask Jesus to come into your heart and your life. That gets us to number five, our final point, the future. You see, our future is secure in Jesus. It is absolutely secure. No matter what happens, we have a home with him forever. We may feel the world unraveling around us, like we have with this virus, this coronavirus. And yet, we still remain in the palm of his hand. He said, "No one shall snatch them out of my hand." All the events that Scripture foretold, and we're a living legacy today of fulfilled Scripture. All the people that scoff, we talked about last week about, oh, how could something happen in the earth that would have the attention of the whole earth? Hey, we've seen it. We know it. It's time to stop dodging the truth, the fact that Jesus is Lord of all. You know, all the stuff that's going on in our world, it could bring us a lot of angst, a lot of uncertainty. But I want you to know today, as a believer in Jesus Christ, what it brings to me is hope. Because I see again that absolutely everything that is recorded in Scripture is the absolute truth. This Jesus that came the first time, died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, ascended back to the Father, he's coming back again real soon. I want to read you what Paul wrote about the resurrection. From 1 Corinthians, it's called, chapter 15 is called the resurrection chapter. Hear the word of God and let this bring you comfort today. For now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, that is Peter, to the 12, and after that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me. And then at the end of that chapter, he makes this statement. For this perishable will put on the imperishable, and this mortal will put on immortality. And when the imperishable shall have put on the imperishable, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to leave you with five questions today. And as you meditate upon these questions, I hope that you'll be honest with God as you answer these questions. Number one, are you letting fear rule your life? Number two, which false assumptions is God exposing to you right now? Number three, which facts about him is God revealing to you right now? Number four, are you willing to take a step of faith and put your life, your circumstances, your job, your family, your health in His hands. And finally, number five, isn't it time that you start letting your Christian life be characterized by hope? My last words to you before I pray with you today, we need each other right now, and we need the Lord. So let's stay in touch with Him and with each other. Don't be stupid. I think I have to explain that. And it's time for us to live out our Christian lives. Your daily time with God, your quiet time, sharing Jesus with those who are around you, praying with the people that you can, either on the telephone or even FaceTiming that prayer or texting a prayer. Staying in touch with your church. You are part of the Sycamore Church, to continue to support your church with your tithes and your offerings. You see, this is a time of testing of that also. There's a reason God gave you a job and an income. You can show your faithfulness right now by being obedient to Him in this arena of your life. And listen to me. If you have never received Jesus as your Savior, let me say to you again, today you can receive Him. What a great resurrection gift. Would you join me as we pray together? Right now, the quietness of this moment, as we listen to your voice, I pray for two groups of people. The first, Lord, those who have never received you. And if you fit in this category right now, you can say this prayer with me right now. Dear Jesus, I realize I have sinned. Right now, I want to ask you to come into my life to be my Savior and Lord. Thank you for saving me. The second group of people, all of you that have already done business with Jesus, Lord, for all of these, especially those who are part of the Sycamore Church, I'm asking you this day that you'll bring your encouragement, your hope, your healing, your help, your salvation through us to others. We were born to be a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and again, happy Resurrection Day. We love you. Amen.